Oh, in the background, Shakti. And as I said, I'm going to have some shockabilly coming up. This tune's called BYOB Club, 40 Acres, Clone Mule.
But nothing's changed. this season. From early Sunday morning national FBI-led radio news, I'm the first favorite character in Northeast Minneapolis this season. State forecast, chance of the east, of the north, and the south. This is FBI-led early Sunday morning national radio news.
Review of Avatar, it's about 3 minutes.
Well, why don't you
Flatcher. I seem to be here on the bridge. Everything's slanted over and puzzling evidence has disappeared. I think he took an escape pod.
And now it's time for Bum Reviews with Chester A. Bum. Tonight's review, Avatar.
Greatest movie I've ever seen in my life!
I see.
Spoilers!
There's this bald boy who can control the wind.
Oops, wrong Avatar.
Oh my god, this is also the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life!
There's this guy who lives in the future,
and he has lost his legs!
I lost my legs once!
Oh wait, there they are.
So they send them to a planet filled with blue Smurf people!
Only they're not little Smurfs.
These guys are friggin' huge, and look a lot like Garfield. So the business people are like,
we have to move these Smurfy cats because they're standing on top of this rock that's worth like a bajillion dollars.
And the military is like,
blow stuff up!
Blow stuff up!
Sounds like my hamster.
So this guy with no legs is put inside a Smurfy cat's body, and he has to convince the other blue Smurfy cats to leave!
I know what that's like.
People are asking me to leave all the time! Hey, if a dog can urinate at a children's playground, why can't I?
Savages.
So he meets up with a female Smurfy cat? Who's the daughter of a king and a female spiritual leader.
Well, one of them are dead.
And she's also betrothed to this other guy!
Yeah, he's dead too.
Most people who are betrothed at the beginning of movies are often dead.
That's how most Disney movies work!
I mean, not Disney movies work.
So the guy with no legs gets to learn the ways of these Smurfy cats? But the big bad military,
along with the
big bad corporation, want to tear their village down! But the scientists are like,
no, no, you can't do this!
Why?
Because the trees have some kind of energy, and they can communicate with the energy, and this energy will change the world!
Puh! Who do you think you are, some kind of scientist?
Yes!
You think we pay you millions of dollars to tell the truth?
Yes!
And you think that because you have a brilliant mind and years of loyal experience that we're going to listen to you? Well, we're not!
Why?
Because we're the big bad military!
Along with the
big bad corporation!
That makes no sense!
Squash him!
Click! No! The Smurfy cat!
So the guy with no legs goes back in the Smurfy cat body, and they get all the other Smurfy cats together! So the big bad military come in to wipe them all out with their machine guns, tanks, giant robots, and flying death machines!
But it's okay, because the Smurfy cats have bows and arrows!
Of course!
And they also use all these other alien animals to destroy them. Because if there's anything we've learned in the past, it's that mankind is no good at destroying other species. We suck at it. I mean, did you see Return of the Jedi? We came and wiped out Ewoks! An entire empire destroyed by teddy bears! Support our troops against Smurfy cats and teddy bears. They are deadly! So the Smurfy cats send all the humans back to their planet, and the guy with no legs officially becomes a Smurfy cat himself!
I always felt like a Smurfy cat trapped in a man's body.
Don't we all?
And the moral of the story is anything that is human is evil!
And anything that is not human is
not
evil.
Hooray! So I really liked Ferngully?
Pocahontas? Atlantis the Lost Empire? Dances with Wolves? Avatar?
The most original movie I've ever seen in my life! I mean, that James Cameron is a genius! He took an idea that often made horrible children's films and turned into a billion-dollar epic! I want to see him remake some of my favorite children's classics! The Tom and Jerry movie must be retold!
With green baboons! This is Chester E. Boomsie!
James!
Get
that change! Oh, come on, James! Come on, James!
This is the Inner Side of the Other Side special news focus edition alert with the hard-hitting, no-questions-asked investigative eyewitness news team.
Brought to you by Microdot at purplemicrodot.com.
With a special report from Sandy Clementine in Haiti.
BBC News.
And now for a live update from Haiti. We're speaking to eyewitness reporter Sandy Clementine, at the scene, on the ground, and in the way. Sandy, what's it like reporting from Haiti?
Desperate situation here, Guta. There's dangerous shortage of food and water. Roads are impassable. Communication lines are down. It's hot, it's dusty, and it's even worse for the Haitians.
Glenda, how are the Haitians?
I don't know. They speak French. I can't understand them, but it looks pretty bad.
Well, what about shelter, Sandy?
We have a whole setup on one of the runways. A big media dome, state-of-the-art with satellite TV, travel, kitchen, showers. Nothing like a long, cool shower after a hot day.
Wait, I mean, the Haitian people, have they been able to find shelter?
Oh, well, yes, yes. There's shelter all over the place, actually. It's just sort of flat right now. I wish somebody would fix that.
Okay, Sandy, we're getting reports of widespread hunger and sickness. Can you talk about that?
Exactly. That's what I've been saying. I'm not sure if it's always like this or if it's from those two earthquakes they had last week. I can't say for sure. This is my first trip to Haiti.
Glenda, where have you been seeing that? In Port-au-Prince?
I've been seeing it on television. We have a big plasma screen at the media dome. Satellite feed up to the minute. It's just like being there or here, only not the airport.
You're still at the airport?
Yeah, I told you that. We're set up on one of the runways.
Why are you set up on a runway?
It helps keep the Cubans out, Scooter, and the Venezuelans. They keep dumping doctors and nurses underfoot, tripping our Marines and security operations. Most of them have gone into town, though. Though I think, I'm not sure where they went. You know, they're really insane. They don't have any soldiers or guns or anything. They're totally nuts. No sense of priorities.
And what are the priorities on the ground?
What are the priorities? Haven't you been watching television? These people are desperate. It's dangerous. Violence could erupt at any moment.
Well, what reports of violence have you heard? People need to know about the violence.
It's mostly unreported violence, Scooter, the worst kind. Impending violence. Impending violence that looms over the airport like a hideous pall of inevitable doom. It's everywhere. It waits silently in the darkness. It simmers in the noonday sun. It smolders and hovers, a sinister haze. It waits, and it watches. I feel it all around us, watching. Always watching. Watching me. Nervous anticipation floods over me in waves. And it waits and it watches, leering at my timid heart, watching me. I can feel its eyes on me when I'm all alone.
Get a hold of yourself. Jesus.
Where are we?
What about the current violence? The violent violence. There's got to be some violence in such primitive conditions. How violent is it?
As of yet, Scooter, there's no violence you can really sink your teeth into. Nothing you could shoot at AK at, or say, rain terror upon with your Gatling, or even lob an innocent grenade at. Scooter, but we're fully expecting violence to erupt at any minute. Once that happens, then we can pacify the locals cleanly and brutally, so that we can finally start delivering food, water, and supplies. And here at the main airport in Port-au-Prince, we're ready for the show. The guys from NBC have made some popcorn, Al Jazeera's got some killer Pakistani, and the UN squad is well
Ще краще, ще й настати, а тепер у тебе погадати. Найно, найно, найно. ваші ромеса провітає. Було не любити, було не ходити, а ще краще ще й не знати, а тепер уже тепер помирати. Лейло!
Vas a ser asesinado. Yeah, 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 yeah. el chicán. El bazuco y la tira, el bazuco y la mentira.
¡Suca mentira!
Mucha cali cali cam, que riquitonga, que no se acabe la milonga. Negrita rezonga, que no se acabe la milonga, negrita rezonga. Si lo mueve como lo bate, que rico chocolate, no esperará que por vos me mate. Si lo mueve como lo bate, que rico chocolate, no esperará que por vos me mate. Que no se acabe la melonga, que rita de soja, que no se acabe la melonga, que no se ponga con melonga.
Ragamos igual el estilo de la calle, así que no vengas y me digas que de calle. Si veo con este estilo, pa' que tú te desmayes, y cuando vaya por la calle lo baile.
Está bailando la tarantela. Se mueve para acá, se mueve para allá.
Campaña cooking up, the original mistura. Su licita, ulice de abril y apasura. Beat, fan, culo, feel, sextura. Выдержите, выдержите aparatura.
You will understand all of it.
We'll be right back.
Melvins, finishing up 40 Acres and Clone Meal for this week. The Savage Hippie from the Nude with the Boots album. Also before that, the Melvins from the latest offering called Chicken Switch, where they got mixers and producers like Lee Ronaldo and so forth and so on to remix an entire album into one cut. And that cut was the Melvins with Ai Yamatsuka doing Wash Machine Skatetronics from Chicken Switch. Before that, Gogo Bordello, 60 Revolutions from Live at from Axis Mundi. Also, Gogo Bordello, Occurrence at the Border from the Multi Contra Culti versus Irony album. Humongous did the Politically Correct. No, before that, Ween, Cold and Wet from God, Ween, Satan, their first album. Humongous did the Politically Correct song. Before that, Thurston Moore, Staring Statues from his solo album, Psychic Hearts. Before that, a group called Thaw out of Iceland. And Björk was in that band before she joined the Sugar Cubes. And you might have heard her in the background. There's a male lead vocal there. But the song was called Rudolph. Scooter's Haiti Report. Before that, the Tinklers did The Future from the album Sapling. We had a review of Avatar. Hitting Birth did a tune called The Birth from Feel the Freest. And we started with Shockabilly Byob Club, B-Y-O-B Club, from the Coliseum album. Thanks for tuning in to 40 Acres and Clone Mule for this Friday afternoon. Due to the stats, amount of music brought into the studio and not played by weight, 58%. Sonic Youth Needle Time, 0. But we did have some Thurston Moore solo stuff. And number of circumstantial happenstances, 5, mainly in the first set. Thanks for tuning in. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule is a leisure service of KUOI FM Moscow and the Associated Students at the University of Idaho in Idaho. Ho, 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 ho. Six o'clock.
From coast to coast, the sound of now.